Welcome to episode 43 of the Snowflake SnowPro Course Certification In-Depth Training Podcast. I'm your host, Yaqub Abdul-Hakim from BrightFlux, and today we're diving deep into multi-clustering warehouses in Snowflake. Whether you're prepping for your certification or just looking to expand your knowledge, this episode is packed with all the details you need. So, what are multi-clustering warehouses in Snowflake? In essence, this feature allows Snowflake to scale out compute resources by automatically adding additional clusters to a virtual warehouse to handle concurrent workloads. It's a powerful tool for managing workloads dynamically and ensuring your queries and tasks have the necessary resources without manual intervention. First, let's talk about how to configure multi-cluster warehouses. In your Snowflake account, you can adjust the warehouse size to meet your workload demands. But the magic really happens with the min and max cluster settings. Here, you define the minimum and maximum number of clusters you want Snowflake to manage dynamically. It's crucial for both performance and cost management, as you can scale out during peak times and scale in during quieter periods. And how does Snowflake decide when to scale? It's all about the load. When multiple queries are waiting in the queue and the existing clusters are busy, Snowflake automatically adds more clusters up to the maximum you've set. Once the load decreases, extra clusters are automatically removed, ensuring efficient resource management. But it's not just about scaling up. The auto suspend feature allows clusters to pause when they're not in use, helping to control costs further. This dynamic scaling and suspending make multi-clustering a flexible and cost-effective solution for managing large and variable workloads. Now, let's explore some best practices. When setting up multi-clustering, carefully consider your workload patterns. Setting your minimum and maximum clusters too close can lead to unnecessary scaling, while too wide a gap might not provide the quick response needed during peak times. Monitoring your usage and performance metrics is key to optimizing your setup. How about some real-world applications? Industries with fluctuating workloads like retail during holiday seasons or online services with unpredictable demand find immense value in multi-clustering warehouses. It ensures that resources are available when needed without overspending during quieter times. In conclusion, understanding and implementing multi-clustering warehouses in Snowflake can significantly enhance your data processing capabilities. It's a vital topic for the SnowPro Core certification and a powerful tool in your Snowflake arsenal. Thank you for joining me today. Stay tuned for our next episode where we'll tackle another key feature of Snowflake. Remember, practice makes perfect, so keep exploring and experimenting with your Snowflake environment. Good luck on your certification journey.